Future potential income. The total income the property could generate at today's market rents, 100% occupancy, and taking advantage of all other income opportunities. Traditionally, property owners will try to sell their property based on the future potential income. It is in your best interest to buy it at the actual income. That's the way I like to buy, based on the amount of money the property is currently making. I think of that as wholesale. If you buy property based on how it could run and the income it could generate in the future, the future potential income, I call that buying it retail. Try to avoid retail purchases at all costs. When you buy wholesale, your mortgage is lower, and right out of the gate, that means you are maximizing your profitability on the property. With the important distinction between retail and wholesale out in the open, trust but verify all numbers listed on the back of the sales brochures you get from the brokers and sellers. These sales brochures have a fairly standard format. Usually on the front, there is a photo of the building, and on the back, there are a lot of numbers that depict the property's operations performance. You simply cannot accept these numbers as fact, since they are often inflated. Before you start a rumor that Ken McElroy is a broker hater, know that on the bottom of every sales brochure I have ever seen are these words: "This brokerage company makes no warranty or representation about the content of this brochure. It is your responsibility to independently confirm its accuracy and competencies." This disclaimer makes it pretty clear that a smart investor must verify each and every number in this brochure. If you don't, they are basically saying, it's your own fault. But how do you verify the income numbers on a typical property pro forma in a sales brochure? The information I'll use in the following example, which is also included in the printed insert, is from an actual property in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's start with the unit mix and rent schedule. The unit mix and rent schedule is a table that lists the number of units, the type of unit, i.e. two-bedroom versus one-bedroom, square footage, and rent. Its purpose is to give you a picture of the income, by unit, and overall for the property. It's important to know how to read and analyze this information, since I have yet to ever find one that accurately depicted the actual income picture. For example, in the sample table, the owner is telling you that the total rent for the 8 units is $4,000 per month. But look a little closer. The seller has put asterisks next to the individual rents to indicate that the actual rents are lower, significantly lower. See the small print. An inexperienced buyer might glance at this table and conclude that $4,000 is the actual income of the property. But by the seller's own admission, which is rare, by the way, this $4,000 is the future potential income based on higher rents, which may or may not be at the market rent levels. Let's see how the income picture changes when we insert into the table the actual rents. We see that the rents used by the seller or broker were a full $63 per unit higher than what the property is actually generating. Over a 12-month period, that equates to $6,048. If you would have bought this property based on the seller's pro forma, your income would have been more than $6,000 below what you expected. That's not good. But what if the seller doesn't reveal the actual rent numbers in the small print on a brochure pro forma? And they usually don't. Then you must request a rent roll, which is merely a listing of the renters at the property and the rents they are paying, and use those numbers for your calculations. Trust, but verify. What about vacancies and other income? At this point, we can verify the actual potential income for the property. Remember, that's the income the property could generate at current rents with 100% occupancy. But it is highly unlikely that this property is or will be 100% occupied every day of every year from now until eternity. So we have to take into account vacancy and turnover from residents moving in and out. And while we're at it, we should consider any other income generated from sources like laundry facilities, parking, and so on. The typical pro forma lists these values as well. And surprise, these numbers too, I have found to be inaccurate most of the time. Vacancies are usually understated, and other income is usually overstated. The key here is to try to project what the vacancies and other income will be in the future. It's nice to know where you've been, but where you're going is really more important. That's why the windshield is so big and the rearview mirror is so small. The income section on the pro forma is where the seller shows the income from rent minus the average vacancy for the property and adds it to the other income the property generates. Again, there is an example of an income table with the audiobook insert. In this real-world example, the seller or broker is reporting a total income for the property to be $45,120 per year, using a 7% vacancy rate and $480 in other income. That seems pretty good, but look at the rent figure. It's based on the inflated rent numbers listed on the unit mix and rent schedule. When we insert the real rents into the income table, the total income for the property falls by $5,669. As I'm sure you have guessed, when I formulate my offer, I disregard the seller's income numbers and use my own projected figure, the one that takes into account the real property rents. The best part of this strategy is that because the numbers are real, they are easy to defend during the negotiation process. This is how easy it is to verify income and how easy it is to catch these kinds of inconsistencies in the numbers. As I mentioned, income is often inflated, so don't be shocked if the difference between the numbers on the pro forma and the numbers you project are in the thousands. That is common. Before we leave the topic of income, let's address future potential income. Recall that future potential income is the total income the property could generate at today's market rents, 100% occupancy, and by taking full advantage of all other income opportunities. You may or may not find through your income verification process that the reported rents are well below the market. If they are, this could be your advance to boardwalk card. So keep this information close to your vest. It is this kind of upside potential that property investors dream about. With income verified, it's now time to turn our attention to expenses.